Return of the Mac. Once again, Return of the Mac. Oh my God, Return of the Mac. So welcome to the Return of the Phil. Here it is, our pre-show for the whatever the hell this is, baby. It's the third, and this is a Thursday. Bud?
I know, it's garbage day.
Garbage day. In fact, as a matter of fact. Okay, so we have today on the show, Don Mix is back one more time. His heart's broken. He has to answer charges of racism. And then we have a Catscapes that they in which they interview a dog. How about that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot I got an audition that I missed, but the audition is actually for a project that there's a fucking strike going on, man. There's all kinds of shit happening. They're giving us a choice as to whether we do certain things. I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know. But I did get hired. I got hired. I got a gig, man. I got a voiceover gig. Can't say what, can't say when, can't say where. By the way, where is the... let me see my brother here. When is he going to have... When's that thing going to drop? Steve Bozell was on that podcast. I want to find out when that podcast drops. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. There's Derek. Derek Waters, our good friend. Our good brother, who is a producer of Drunk History, you know, et cetera, so on and so forth. He... he's getting married. He's getting married. Look at Derek, man. And he got a gig, too. He got a TV gig, Derek. Good for you, brother. I mean, some cats are getting acting gigs. And Derek, is this the show you were on, man? Or what is this? Not to break, but I'm excited to do more. Here's some BTS now streaming on Apple TV Plus. What is the show? For directing the shit out of me, I love this. Bringing life and bringing old Phil back. Is this the show you used to do, Derek? I don't know. Anyway, congratulations, brother. And congratulations on getting married, man. Now, here is Jeff's podcast. What's up here, man? What's up with this, man? What's up with this, man? What's up with this, man? What's up with this? Return of the Mac. Once again, Return of the Mac. Here I am. Well, all right. Anyway, so we will put that aside. You know what I'm saying? Let's just put that aside. Put that on the side. You dig what I'm putting down? Now, who is... who's all here, man? Who's in the house? Okay, I'm all done. We love you. Thank you. That's the pre-show. I'm sorry. I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure shit out. I'm really trying. Right now, we are in the process. We're in a real estate transaction, okay? And then after the real estate transaction, we're in another mode, which I'll tell you about. So there's shit popping in Phil Henry's life. I just can't tell you what. If you saw that picture on Instagram, there's a picture on Instagram of me, Patton Oswalt, Scott Jacobson, John Schroeder, Derek Waters, Rich Summer, and we're out at Oak Tree Range. We're shooting. That was a fun time, man. We got together last Friday and just went out on the range. They had metal targets. I heard Rich Summer just plinking the shit out of those things. Rich, you are a badass with that .22. My 9mm, I couldn't hit a fucking thing, man. I mean, I saw the dirt kicking up behind the target, but I could not hit that goddamn target. And a 9mm, I don't want to say, but it's a tougher gun. It takes a man to handle it. I'm kidding around. I'm fucking around. John was our sort of our master. You know, he was the guy that kind of organized the thing, and he was going back and forth again, saying, "Put your gun on the thing. You know, make sure it's pointed downrange." He was Mr. Safety. And as I was sitting there and I'd loaded a clip, because I hadn't shot my gun in a while, and I didn't rack the fucking thing. So I'm wondering, why is this thing not firing bullets? Schroeder comes along and gives a rack. But anyway, we had a good time, man. It was a lot of fun. And everybody was up on a range. And I think I had 322s. And the guys, John had one, and he rented a couple. And I'm not sure who brought guns. I brought my 9mm. I think they were all basically 22s and then my 9. But, man, I was hearing guys just plinking the shit out of those metal targets. I couldn't hit shit. I hit about 3 or 4, but it was, you know, when you don't, well, I'm not going to get a whole big thing, but that fucking weapon has a kick on it, and you've got to be able to just squeeze that trigger. It's kind of like making love to a woman.
All right, yeah. Way to wrap it up, Mr. Henry.
You got it. All right, motherfuckers.